We're reading out of the writings of Bala Sulam. We're starting the Arvut article, the mutual guarantee. You can download it in our website. And you can ask questions there. Rav, the Arvut article.
What can I say about the Arvut article? It belongs to one who wants to reach adhesion with the Creator. If we're talking about a good, regular life to all the people in the world, nations that want to get along nicely between them, they don't really need to come to a state of Arvut as it's written here, but rather to be in normal, good relations, using their ego to a certain extent, but not that each and every one cares for his nature only in order to be connected to others and care for others and help them. What's necessary of cells in one body, which is what we need to bring us towards, this state of the Kli of Adam HaRishon. This is why this Arvut is only between us. You don't need to explain it or clarify it to everyone. The world is far from this, although eventually they will come to this, but not by their tendency for this, but rather by us executing this and them integrating with us. That's why he says here, to start with, he says, Arvut, where all of Israel are responsible for one another. All those who are drawn to the Creator wants to come to the adhesion and revelation of the Creator. They attain this by being in Arvut with one another. Arvut is incorporation, just like the cells we have in one body. The whole body is made up of cells, and each and every cell has its own life. However, with that, each cell must be connected with the other cells. And this is how they exist. Only in such a way the body exists, such that it can feel, think, carry out actions, only by it being, first of all, in a connection between the cells. And then, through this connection, it develops feelings, intellect, a feeling of connection, a feeling of forms that operate upon it and that it operates upon others. It all comes only according to the extent and power of and kind of connection. This is why everything depends on connection. Connection gives us to feel, understand things that exist around us, to understand ourselves from the essence of the connection, the power of the connection, the manner of the connection. We get to understand these things. We feel them and attain them. Hence, Arvut is not just Arvut, meaning, oh, we're connected, but rather it's the creating of new kelim, new life. This is a very deep action. Just as we see now, as we're advancing to enter the material deeper, the biological matter, the more the connections there between all the cells, the different acids and other matters that are there, to the extent in which those cells create more complex and more exalted life there. So don't just see Arvut on a superficial level, but see it as a condition to create new life each time in a higher, more advanced level, until the Arvut between us, which is increasing more and more, we come to a state in which we can include within us the whole universe, all the universes, all these states and places that we don't yet know. How these spiritual worlds are great, but we are even above them. And all that we attain, both between us and with the Creator, is only by the Arvut, through the connection between the parts, complex in an endless manner. Please.
The writings of Bala Sulam, the Arvut, mutual guarantee. All of Israel are responsible for one another. This is to speak of the Arvut, mutual guarantee, when all of Israel became responsible for one another.
Meaning one who is drawn to the Creator, Yashar El Israel, no matter who he is, needs to already know that he is made by yearning to the Creator, a responsible for others, and others for him.
Because the Torah was not given to them before each and every one from Israel was asked if he agreed to take upon himself the mitzvah, commandment of loving others, in the full measure expressed in the words, love your friend as yourself. As explained in the article Matan Torah.
Meaning you can advance and incorporate with the Creator and come to the Creator only after, to start with, we understand those people who want to attain the Creator, that they need to be connected between them. That's the first condition. Whether they understand that their way is all in connection between them.
Yes. This means that each and every one in Israel would take upon himself to care and work for each member of the nation, to satisfy all their needs, no less than the measure imprinted in him to care for his own needs.
Meaning this is the form of Arvut generally, where if we are in one group, one nation, or one group, it's the same thing, in one group, then each has to care for everyone like he cares for himself, and there is no difference between everyone. This is what we need to do. So for the time being, we say each in his 10, but slowly, slowly, in this stage now that we are after the convention, we need to rise to the next degree, where we already need to see how is it in the other tens, and to think how we bring them closer also to that same form of connection that nature demands of us, in order to come to the essence.
Once the whole nation unanimously agreed and said, we will do and we will hear, each member of Israel became responsible that no member of the nation will lack anything. Only then did they become worthy of receiving the Torah, and not before.
Meaning if that group which is aimed towards attaining the Creator says, yes, we're each and every one still, they're not connected yet. They're not even before the connection that's along the way. All this walk towards attaining the purpose of creation is in connection, more connection. That's considered that they're walking on this path. So if they are ready for this, then you can start to work with them, and then they receive the upper light which begins to draw them forward to the extent in which they can be connected between them. That is the path. The light operates from above, from that goal that they need to come to. They are below and try to be connected as much as they can each time according to their state. And accordingly, the upper light connects between them, and they begin to feel that they belong to one group, in which slowly, slowly, gradually, in 125 degrees, the force of unity and connection is revealed, called the Creator.
Ken?
Yes.
With this collective responsibility, each member of the nation was liberated from worrying about the needs of his own body and could observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, in the fullest measure, and give all that he had to any needy person, since he no longer cared for the existence of his own body, as he knew for certain that he was surrounded by 600,000 loyal lovers standing ready to provide for him.
זאת אומרת, יש כאן בערבות שני כיוונים.
Meaning there are two directions here in the Arvut, in our work. One direction in which I give everything to the group, which comes and wants to come to the purpose of creation. And this group advances this way. And I give it all my forces. And I, with that, feel from that same group how much I, by this, lose my self-concern. Because just as I give them myself and give myself to them, the same way I feel the arvut from them, where I completely don't need to worry about myself. If I'm in them, this needs to fill me with confidence, with such a feeling that I'm not missing a thing, personally. And I have the forces in order to bestow to them.
Allah.
Italy 4, you can erase your question mark for the time being. It's best that you listen than thinking about your question.
Ken, Dudi.
Yes, Dudi.
For this reason, they were not ready to receive the Torah at the time of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but only when they came out of Egypt and became a complete nation.
Meaning, until they rise from their ego, rise above their ego, exit it. When they rise above their ego, they only have vessels of bestowal. Then they can begin to receive the upper light according to equivalence of form between their desire, their general common desire, and the upper light, the one upper light, and one receives one. And thus they begin to advance already on the way to the land of Israel, land, desire, Yeshar Kel, directed to the Creator, to common bestowal and love. That's how they begin to correct themselves. Again.
For this reason, they were not ready to receive the Torah at the time of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob,
where they were still immersed in their egoistic will to receive.
But only when they came out of Egypt,
disconnected from their will to receive,
and became a complete nation,
meaning connected together between them in Arvut,
only then was there a possibility to guarantee everyone's needs without any care or concern.
If I give myself in this way, everyone gives themselves to our group, to the Arvut between us. I don't care anymore for myself. I only care for the group. That is where I lose myself. And
However, while they were still mingled with the Egyptians, a portion of their needs was necessarily given into the hands of these savages.
That those wills to receive desires are still between them there. They didn't disconnect fully and give themselves completely to the ten, let's say.
Permeated with self-love.
Yes.
Thus, the portion that is given into the hands of foreigners will not be secured for any person from Israel, because his friends will not be able to provide for those needs, as they will not be in possession of them. Consequently, as long as the individual is troubled with concerns for himself,
meaning he didn't give himself fully to the ten,
he is unfit to even begin to observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself,
which is the condition that the kli works in order to bestow and reveals the Creator and is connected to Him.
Thus, you evidently find that the giving of the Torah had to be delayed until they came out of Egypt.
Meaning it can't be that they're receiving lights to correct the kilim, as long as the kilim are still in order to receive. Rather, they need to rise from the in order to receive and to incorporate in the ten, and then they begin to reveal the upper light, which brings the feeling of the upper world, the upper existence, etc. Of course, even before that, we receive lights in order to emerge out of Egypt, in order to rise above our egos. But these lights are only lights that operate on us when we're feeling changes, but don't discover the lights themselves. Whereas, when we rise above the ego, then we begin to feel the lights that are operating on us in practice, in practicality.
Beginning from the, going back a little. Thus, you evidently find that the giving of the Torah had to be delayed until they came out of Egypt and became a nation on their own. Meaning, when all their needs were provided for by themselves, independently of others, this qualified them to receive the above arvut. And then they were given the Torah.
Meaning that we can come to such a state in which we give all our desires, all our hopes, all our plans, everything we have to the ten, only in it, by integrating in it fully, we see our future, and in such a way we begin to be adhered to the Creator. Yes.
It turns out that even after the reception of the Torah, if a handful from Israel betray and return to the filth of self-love without consideration of others, that same amount of need that is put in the hands of those few would burden each one in Israel with the need to provide for it themselves, because those few will not pity them at all.
Meaning, if there will be one in the ten with concern for himself, it will influence the whole ten, because he's included with them, and they will all receive from him this virus, and not be able to also come together, and in any individual way, to some spiritual achievements. Give one, turn off your question mark for the time being. We don't need questions. Thank you. Yes.
Hence, the fulfillment of the mitzvah of loving one's friend will be prevented from the whole of Israel.
Meaning the whole group, if there's one person who thinks of himself somewhat, then the whole group suffers, is harmed by it. Yes?
Thus, these rebels cause those who observe the Torah
to those who want to come to in order to bestow to adhesion and keep the rules of bestowal are called those who observe Torah. Because the whole Torah is love your friend as yourself.
To remain in their filth of self-love. For they will not be able to engage in the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, and complete their love of others without their help.
Meaning everything depends on each and every one. There isn't here like according to the majority or half-half, a quarter, a third. Rather, it has to be in the ten, there must be an order of them all.
You therefore see that all of Israel are responsible for one another, both on the positive side and on the negative side.
Meaning the Arvut is the connection between us operates both for the good and for the bad. If everyone agrees, it operates well and gives everyone the power of everyone. So each is 10 times more. If it's in negation, where there's doubts, problems, lack of desire, then it also operates on each and every one. And we have here 10 times, meaning from each of the 10, there's the weakness, the doubts, and the problems.
On the positive side, if they keep the Arvut to the point that each one cares and satisfies the needs of his friends, they can fully observe the Torah and mitzvot. Meaning, to bring contentment to their maker. On the negative side, if a part of the nation does not want to keep the Arvut, but to wallow in self-love, they cause the rest of the nation to remain immersed in their filth and lowliness without finding a way out of their filth.
Now questions, please. Questions.
Lo rotzim?
You don't want?
Atem roim, shomim ad hasof.
You see, they hear it all the way to the end, and already there's a different relation to it. Okay, Tel Aviv 3.
You said a few times to integrate. Until you're fully integrated in the ten, nothing happens. So what does it mean to completely integrate in the ten?
Completely is when you don't feel yourself anymore. You feel the ten in place of yourself.
Itafor.
Rav, come facciamo a coprire tutti i bisogni materiali degli amici nella decina?
How can we cover all our corporeal needs of the friends in the ten?
We're not talking about that now. We need to think how we cover our aspirations for connection between us and the Creator. We're not talking about other things here now.
You said two things I wanted to ask about. The first is that I want to bring all my concerns, aspirations to the ten. That's something I should do in one spiritual action or in general?
Permanently, consistently, and for always. I need to think all the time that my life is the life of the ten, because in spirituality one does not exist, one sfira does not exist. Only ten sfirot, parzuf, ten people, only they exist. Hence, how could I think about my spiritual life if I am not depicting them as existing within a ten? There is no such thing. All kinds of forms of connections in the ten, and accordingly all the forms of filling that the ten is filled by, is my spiritual life.
Вот у меня второй вопрос по поводу вот этих наполнений, которыми наполняется десятка. Вы сказали, что мы в результате этого...
Second question I have is about the fulfillments for the ten.
Вот что это такое?
In this work, as a result of this work, we discover the lights that act. What does it mean?
In accordance with the forms of connections between us, we merit the revelation of lights which fill the connections between us. That's it. The different kinds of Naran Chai. No, that's enough. Vlad, enough. I have many other friends. You for yourself are just one. But I have many more. Sorry.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Вопрос вот какой.
Hello, Rav.
Возможно удержать свое внимание.
My question is, how can we maintain our focus on the work in the ten during the day? Since we have all kinds of thoughts come to a person.
I
already explained that several times, that our head needs to be divided into two parts. In one part, you're thinking about this world, how to get along in this materialistic world, egoistically. You can even be a businessman and think about money all the time. And in the second half, you think about spirituality. We had such great Kabbalists in the past who were also great big businessmen, and with that, we're Kabbalists. One has nothing to do with the other. If in your business, in your corporeal business, don't cheat others, but rather think simply of the benefit of the collective in a regular way, then you have no problem to engage in all those businesses of this world.
Latin 4.
Maestro. Si varias personas en una decena, es decir, no se tira.
Teacher, if several friends in the ten don't develop their role in the right way, how can we establish a patzuf?
We can't. We'll talk about that later. Now we are talking about the conditions that need to be in a ten. In the corrected ten.
Latin.
Gracias, Rat. Mi pregunta es, ¿por qué el creador?
Thank you, Rav. My question is, why does the Creator, on the one hand, give us the nature of self-perception? On the other hand, in order to discover the Creator,
gracias.
He requires the work in the ten.
In order to exist, we need to exist in our desire. That's on one hand, the will to receive. On the other hand, in order to be on the level of the Creator, in this desire we need to observe the law of in order to bestow. And then we will be like the Creator, even though we are the created beings. Therefore, the condition for our corrected state is to be in, to receive according to our vessels, but in order to bestow according to the nature of the Creator. And this is how we come to His state, even though we are not Him, but the creatures. This is a very special invention that we don't recognize how godly it is.
Moskva 7.
К поручительству мы должны приходить после каждого грибка.
We have to reach our voot after every time we row, after every day, after every state, or is it the same action that we take upon ourselves in the tent?
We need to take our voot upon ourselves to start with and be concerned constantly that we are guarantors to one another, that we're responsible for one another. Because without that, we don't exist as a ten, meaning as a partsuf, in which we aim it towards the revelation of the Creator. The Creator wouldn't have where to be revealed.
Barur, Florida.
Is that clear? Florida.
Yes, Rav. I forget what the question was, but I heard you answer that I won't feel myself anymore. I'll only feel the ten. What did you mean by what won't I feel in myself, and what does it mean to feel the ten?
I don't feel my lacks. I only feel the lacks of the others. See a mother who cares for a baby. She doesn't feel, well, she almost doesn't feel herself. She is fully, fully wanting to only feel it. Only the baby. That is how we need to relate to the ten.
So I won't have any more lacks for, I won't have any lacks as my ten has lacks.
There will be lacks. We will have lacks. But all the lacks that I work with are lacks that I receive from the ten. Hebrew 10.
My dear beloved teacher, we are after the Congress, and we know that there is a phenomenon after a successful Congress. Many people have dissents, and I see it in many groups. What should we do with that?
We activate the arvut, the mutual concern in which I need to see each and every person that's with us and continues with us. Otherwise, we won't have a sufficient kli for the revelation of the Creator.
There are many people.
That's it, enough. Enough, that's it. If you don't get accustomed to talk in short, then you won't receive permission to talk.
PT 19. I see that in 2014 we'll learn the same. The story goes back again. AH1 is...
PT 17.
Love.
Rav, he's talking about the ones who disturb the people who observe the Torah. Is it part of our work in the ten until we complete the chisaron?
Yes, we need to take care of those that bother also. You see how I'm relating to Tzvika and to our big guy there also. You see, we have to take care of everyone.
Rav, what is this state of love and spirituality?
Love is considered the incorporation where I care for what you want and you care for what I want. Since the desires that are mine are for my own and you and for you for your own, and they have no choice, and he prepared for you. But if we're concerned with correction, with filling each for the other, then we can exist. It's like each can give a bite to the other, but he can't reach himself. I can't fill myself, but I can reach the other. PT 13.
Rav, yesterday a friend asked, in a training we had, how can we reach, in the 10, how can we reach a unified decision? He said, we have no problem, we'll have a workshop according to the rules, but how can we reach one conclusion, one decision? One guy says this, the other says that.
After you pray together, you'll see that the Creator will influence everyone who has one for all, and then you'll feel how you connect to one partsuf. And then you will feel how one decision awakens in you. It really can be something very special that has belongs to no one but above you. And that is how the solution is born. That's how it is. Everything can happen. PT 29.
Thank you, Rav. What does it mean to want to observe the Arvut? I'm certain that I want it, so how can I examine it?
Then you sit quietly and learn what we're doing. Then you'll know what it means to observe the Arvut. That's it. I have no other answer. To know how to observe it, how to exist with it. That's what we're learning now. PT 20.
The Arvut is to take upon yourself the responsibility for everyone. But it's written that in order to be responsible for everyone, I have to be certain that everyone is concerned about me. Everyone cares for me. So what comes first?
First of all, you need to feel yourself as a zero. And this is very important. It's best for you to remember this and to write it in front of you. And then from that point, you can advance onwards. If you won't have a zero from yourself, you won't be able to advance. In spirituality, it can only be in such a way.
German 1.
How does the corrected 10 assemble? How do they find each other?
Repeat, please.
How does the corrected 10 assemble? How do they find each other?
Hello, Mavin. Hard to understand. There's an audio problem.
Kazakhstan.
Доброе утро, Раф. Спасибо, что разрешили.
Good morning, Rav. Thank you for allowing us to ask. Being in the desire of feeling my friend, at the same time you said you have to divide the brain into two. How is that possible? How can we exercise that? If I...
It's just like that mother who, God forbid, has a sick child, and she has concerns and work that she has to run and work with, and a sick child at home, so she's thinking about him, but nevertheless she's at work, and she's doing some kind of job there. We can divide ourselves always to several desires. And to work from them. So just do those exercises and it's possible. Even corporeally. Moreover, in spirituality. In spirituality, we can work together with the corporeal work of ours, our earthly one every day, and we have no problem with that. You'll see. It's possible. Kiryat Shmona, we still have?
Hello. We learned that in order to reach the final correction, we shouldn't leave anything for this incarnation if you can finish everything in this one. So it turns out that each one, ultimately in the 10, advances in an individual manner, even though we're all responsible for each other. So how come one person in the ten can disturb the advancement of the ten.
If he doesn't nullify himself in or express himself where he's given from above the ability to express himself, then he's stopping the ten. Because the ten is like a partsuf, ten sfirot, which are completely dependent on one another.
Mark.
Чем отличается намерение отдачи от поручительства и от любви?
What's the difference in the intention to bestow between arvut and love?
There's no difference. Eventually, there's no difference.
Mark VG4.
Юра, микрофон.
Учитель, скажите, пожалуйста, а критика товарища — это тоже забота о нем?
Tell us, please. A criticism on a friend is also a concern for him?
No, that we will talk later, where you need to rise to the degree of love. And from the degree of love, you can give help to a friend, in which you call it criticism.
Рав, как нам заботиться о наполнении другого, если...
Rav, how can we care for someone else's fulfillment if our desires are different in order to reach love?
Of course, each has his desires. But when we want to connect these desires to the Creator, to attaining the Creator, as it's written, for in Him it is our heart will rejoice. Then we turn to Him with one direction. If you know how an engine works in a car somewhere, so there are many, many parts that work and move in all kinds of directions and do different actions, different operations, and they're all in order to move in one goal. This is how we are in the ten sfirot and all the different partsufim which are different. We always think about one goal where even though each advances according to the internal aspects that make him do that action. That's how it happens. The upper light arranges it in such a way.
Haifa Free.
Thank you, Rav. I wanted to ask, our whole work is scrutiny. The moment we have a scrutiny, it doesn't matter if it's at home or work, we immediately bring it to the ten, like a child running to his mommy, asking questions. And then everyone scrutinizes together, and what turns out, with that we act, we move forward. Then if we see we're unsuccessful, then we turn to the Creator with a request, help us do what we should do.
Yes, so that's the question?
Yes, that's the order of actions all the time.
Latin 6. Okay. Latin 6.
No, please.
A veces parece haber un conflicto entre el tiempo que uno dedica.
Sometimes it seems that there's a problem.
¿Podría explicar mejor cómo uno puede
to balance the time of corporeal work and spiritual work? Can you explain how we can be both in spirituality and to be in corporeality?
I told you, divide your head, half it, into halves. One half you think about corporality, one half you think about spirituality, all the time. And one does not bother the other. That's it.
Latin 7.
Hey, buen día, Rab. ¿Cómo puede haber distintos deseos en la espiritualidad?
Good morning, Rav. How can we How can there be different desires in spirituality? The way I understand it, there's only one desire for a connection. Are there other desires that may help us?
If we add the intention in order to bestow to all our desires, they become spiritual desires.
Moscow 7.
Рав, как я должен правильно самовыражаться в десятке?
Rav, how should I annul myself correctly in the ten?
Они мивателят эго шели, мивателят эго шели.
I annul my ego, meaning for myself. In place of those desires, I take the desires of the ten and work constantly upon the desires of the ten as these are my desires.
Piti 32.
Thank you, Rav. You just gave an example with a car that each part works in a different direction, but all in all, it's just, all are working in the same goal, for the same goal. If I see that in the 10, one of the parts, because it just doesn't justify others, doesn't understand them or disrespects them, does he harm the Arvut? Or maybe it's only that I don't see things right and I should correct myself.
Try to do all the different works with him. If he's not capable, then take him out of the ten. You don't have to suffer. But it could be that he is capable to go through your correction. But that's a short-term thing. Check it. See if he feels this. He doesn't feel it, but is not capable. Give him time to get used to it. But if he's not even understanding that he needs to change, then he has no room, no place in the 10.
Latin 4.
Dear Rav, is the Arvut an egoistic action or altruistic action? When one becomes responsible for the ego of the other friends in the tent?
No. I am aimed towards the goal. And what has to do with the goal, I take from the whole ten. That is how I build it. And in such a way, in such a direction, I connect to them. I don't enter into a group of criminals, people that are just connecting with different desires. I'm connecting to people who want to connect with me together in order to attain the goal. Well, let's see German. German 1.
How does the corrected 10 find each other? How do they assemble? The corrected 10, how do they assemble?
איך מתאספים חברי הסירייה המתוקנת? איך הם מוצאים זה את זה?
הם לא צריכים להוציא זה את זה, זה הבורא מסדר.
They don't need to take each other out. The Creator arranges it like that. You think that you found one another and that you're connecting with one another and you're building the ten. That's all incorrect. You're simply unaware of how much the Creator connected between you and brought you with your different languages on purpose, in different cases on purpose, so that you will connect in such a way, give the force in order to be connected, while He actually leads you to the group. This is how it happens.
United with Jeffrey.
В чем и для кого выгода в действии, которое называется поручительство?
Who benefits the action of the Arvut?
Probably this guy needs to go through campus, maybe recommend it to him. His questions are really questions of real beginners. Our work, our corrections are only for our benefit.
Focus group.
have a question from the social team. In the beginning of the lesson, you said that we have to reach a new level of connection between the tens to see what's going on within every ten. Can you elaborate how you see it correctly about what's going on now?
We today talked specifically about the connection within the ten, where each ten will see itself as sitting in a boat and discovering through this common action the deficiencies from its own forces and invites the force of the Creator so that in such a way we will come to the correct advancement towards the goal. That is one thing. Secondly, we are now on this article of Arvut. We will learn what happens later, what he writes beyond this, that the Arvut article tells us how we are all dependent on everyone. Therefore, we need to feel ourselves above the tens. How, if I don't succeed in my ten, I need to think about it, that by this, my ten doesn't succeed either, because we are not connected correctly with other tens, as I cannot receive support from other tens. I, meaning our ten. The fact that we are already in a ten and feel ourselves and think of ourselves from the ten. So why is my ten not so successful? Because it doesn't receive sufficient support from the other tens. This is why we need to think how we also awaken, how we awaken the tens towards one another. Ten by a ten.
How, in your opinion, should it happen?
Think. Everything will be clarified in thought. Everything in thought. So, this is how we need to relate to one another, each and every ten to the other tens, more and more and more in responsibility. I can't succeed alone, but only in the ten. The ten can't succeed only when we're connected in us, in the tens that the Creator connects us in. He brings us to the ten. He brings the tens together, all the tens together. And we need, in this field, it's called the field that the Creator blesses. In that field, we need to feel ourselves responsible for the field to blossom and there to be a bounty. So just as I care for my ten, I need to care for all the other tens that are more or less in our feeling. We saw the tens. How many tens do we have in the convention, Dudi?
500.
500, yes. So that's already something. That's an immense force. That is a huge force. There never was such a thing. Moreover, since the shattering, we are after the shattering, after the exile, after a disconnect from the upper force, we are connecting in 500 tens around Earth. Do you understand what a force that is? So we need to think about everyone, because by this we can help one another. And if my ten is weak, then I need to rely a little bit on the other tens to help, press, correct, so that the right spirit will be between us. That's why each of us needs to feel that I'm coming to the morning lesson to strengthen my ten, and by my ten to strengthen the rest of the tens, and I need to be responsible for this whole Kli of Bnei Baruch, the world Kli, and in such a way we will connect and expand ourselves more and more. And then we will be able to come to a state in which not the coronavirus and all kinds of such problems and blows will advance spirituality to the advancing states, but rather we, in our Arvut, will advance the whole world to the correct, corrected state. We will do this to him. Because when the Creator corrects, he brings down his light, and then we feel bad. We feel how contradicted we are to this light. And we, when we bring the awakening through us, to our tens, and then we start to draw upon us also from the external public, then it will all be from the good way. That's the difference between the path of Torah and the path of suffering. We, by the upper light, draw ourselves to more connection, and with it, all of humanity. And the Creator awakens the deficiency, and from the deficiency, there are only problems, but there's no choice. That's how it is. This is how he does it.
Now, before the Congress, we had this exercise of meeting at 5 p.m. Israel time. A few tens meet and have a meeting together. Should we continue with that?
I think that we need now to move the Zohar lesson to Shabbat, to Saturday. And every evening, learn usually tes, the study of ten tefillot, mostly tes. This is worthwhile for us to begin, and maybe already from this evening.
What shall we read this evening?
I think from part one,
from the beginning.
Yes, from the beginning. We'll go through it very fast. We'll go through it quickly. It's not much of a problem. But eventually, we need this. There's a lot of reforming light in it. And each and every one will have the foundation like everyone. So everyone is invited, and tell this to your friends that are not with us right now in the lesson, that today at 6 p.m. Israel time, until 7, 1 hour altogether, we will learn Tes, the study of Ten Sefirot, part one. So I'm asking from the people who are responsible to prepare all these parts and all the languages and all that's possible, and we will advance.
Now, 1 hour before that, at 5 p.m., before the evening lesson, we used to have, before the Congress, we had this week where the world met together, three or five tens.
But you're working at that time.
Yeah, we're working, but anyhow, we're meeting in the 10. Anyhow, there's a Zoom meeting for 15 minutes or 30 minutes at 5 p.m.
You want to study not from 6 to 7, but from 5 to 7?
No, that's not, well, maybe we should, but I'm asking about something else. I'm asking specifically about the meeting of the 10s we did before the Congress as preparation. Should we continue? Not that... Or after the Congress, should we keep on meeting between tens, three and five?
Every day?
Every day.
Does that not dissipate the flavor of it?
Maybe there are different opinions. But the main difficulty was the translation, because there were a few languages. But we can take care of that and make sure that there is only two languages. But maybe it dissipates the flavor. That's why I'm asking you if it's beneficial.
I can't say. You know what? It's from 5 o'clock in the evening.
Yes.
Then connect me with someone. Dudi, Yaniv, who's there? connect me so that I can hear it. Okay. Then I'll have the possibility of telling you what I think. But I respect very much these tendencies for you to build these new connections, beautiful connections, as much as you can. It's very good. It's wonderful. Excellent. That's why we're advancing so well. Altogether, I want to say that I am very, very satisfied with what's going on with you. Hebrew 10.
Rav, we heard that the condition of success is connection between the tens. What does it mean, this state of connecting different tens?
The ten is as one. In the ten, there is no. In spirituality, there isn't ten together, there's one. So if the ten exists in the spiritual world, which is already connected, which already exists as one, with all the ten sefirot inside, and that's one. He can't more than that. It can advance only by it connecting to more tens and advance to more tens. It can't on its own inflate. Its growth is only by connecting with other tens. This is like cells in the body. A cell can't grow even more and more. God forbid, that's cancer. But the living cells, when they grow at the expense of quantity. And from the quantity, there is a quality. Just like when we build now computers or something, there's always a matter of quantities. To the number of quantities, we have a greater resolution, pixels, etc. This is why we need to understand that the 10 has a certain limit of how much it can advance. It's only in order to decide how much it exists. But afterwards, it's the connection between the 10s. And now, after the convention, we're starting to develop this field.
And the time of the lesson is a unified time for everyone, or is it the time where the tens connect?
During the lesson, you need to be connected between you in general, all the tens in the world, and to me. That's
it.
All as one field that has rain coming down upon it, and sun, both the light of Chasadim and the light of Chochmah operate upon the will to receive on the ground, and then it becomes fertile.
Toronto 1.
Такой. Теперь понятно, как десятки соединяются не как.
Now it's clear.
А соединение наших десяток.
How the tens connect as tens, but the connection of tens in the world Kli, with the nations of the world, how does that happen?
We are not talking about this, and I don't want to hear this for the time being. You need to understand that we're only talking about the boundary that is defined for the time being, like we talked about earlier, only about the ten. Now we're talking about the connection between the tens. That's why we start to study the Arvut article. Another stage will come and we'll talk about it. And whoever asks such things that don't have to do with the topic, I write them in my little black booklet. You hear? You're written there several times. We have to make sure that we don't confuse people. Moscow 2.
Да, спасибо, Рав. Скажите, пожалуйста, что является индикатором?
Thank you, Rav. Tell us, please. What's the indication for the Arvut? How do you maintain your finger on the pinpoint the work in the ten?
Arvut exists under the condition that we feel how the Creator stands behind all the friends. None of us can observe anything positive. Moreover, we can't do so in Arvut. But if we want the Creator to be with us and to sustain such a condition to connect between us, then the Arvut exists.
Шац и Габай могут как-то
Шац and the Габай
поручительство в течение дня или вот
may somehow strengthen, enhance the Arvut during the day since they switch every day. So how do you
The Шац and the Габай need to be concerned with the general actions of the ten. But this does not lower from any of us the responsibility of also being the Gabbai and the Shatz for oneself.
Latin 6.
¿Cómo la anulación de la decena en la inclusión con el Kli Mundial?
How does the annulment in the ten and the integration with the world Kli strengthen the internal Arvut? And contributes to the external Arvut of the global Kli.
We will discover that. We will reveal that. All that remains for us is to do a summary. Who can tell us how we're going out for this day and what we need to think, what we need to concentrate our work in? Please. Who wants? I don't see any question marks up. Hebrew 10 wants, or they just want to ask? Hebrew 10.
Rav, we heard about the role of Shatz and Gabbai and how each one should be internally a Shatz and Gabbai. And today we also dealt with our Arvut article. We learned about the conditions. What feels proper today is to engage in the article of the Arvut, what we read, and to see how it connects to all the ten. Tens.
Wonderful. Very well. Whoever can should also make from this part in the Arvut article, it's the beginning part, to make from it a summary. Make it more concise. Very well. Who else wants to say what we need to do? Peter, well, at least about this they should talk. What should we do throughout the day?
Yes, good day everyone. During the day, well, it's clear, besides the Arvut and the annulment, in order to put the Creator into the Arvut, we have to be happy about having so many friends.
The main thing is that if we think about the fact that we need to incorporate in one another and then we will succeed, that is everything. Even if we're not capable to understand exactly what and how, but if we want the Creator to come and dwell in us, rule us, reign on us, control us, there is nothing more important than that, because altogether He arranges everything for us. The deficiencies, the mess, the problems, the questions, all those things, and then the solution and the filling. Therefore, constantly think how the Creator should dwell in all our actions. Okay? Wonderful. Now, I will ask someone else. Asia, they didn't ask, and we didn't see them today.
Good morning. We have to row once together, synchronized by the Gabbai, and the second row is the Creator's work, meaning to let go of our control. Completely put ourselves in His hands.
Very nice.
Should I continue?
Continue.
In the desire of the created beings, on the one hand, we have to accept in order to bestow just like Him, but to still stay in the state of the created being rather than the creator, meaning to learn from the creator but to stay the created being.
All right, that's a little bit more confused, but what you said before was certain and good and very well. And my regards to Owen.
Thank you.
He also raised his hand. Very well. And if so, then I'm moving the baton to Shai.
We'll review the schedule shortly. Today we're going to start our broadcast at 10 a.m. live with Rav and Semyon Vinokur until 10:45. Then until 11:45, Owen Levy will continue with new live programs. And as we heard, tonight, 6 p.m., we'll have a test lesson, test part one with Rav. Let's continue to a song.
No more. If we made it so far, it's a sign.